phony business. I always liked him.
He understands that. Excuse me, Sal.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
Can't do it, Sally.
Presented by Sealed with a Kiss. Abe Vigoda and Tabo Tangora punk up the Media Club on Friday, July 31st. 695 Canby Street. Go early. Doors open at 7 for an early show that ends at 10, so don't miss it. Get your tickets now at Red Cat Records or online.
Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
This song was written by the DC Youth Brigade in 1981. It's called Go, Part 2. It goes like this.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to A Noise here, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. atop of the incredibly humid and hot Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. My name is Luke Meat, and joined by me today, again, our guest from last week, record aficionado.
Nothing better to do.
And with someone with nothing better to do than hang out at CITR and A Noise, we thank you for that. Ed Blake is in the studio here.
Hello.
And he's brought a whole pile of records. And
of which we're going to play like six.
I think we should avoid the Rockinitis talk this week, actually, and just get to the music here. But let's see what you started off there with. We kicked off with Sonic Youth off of the TV Shit EP. Sonic Youth with Yamasuka I from the Boredoms on vocals, and that was their tribute to DC Youth Brigade, out on a Static Piece Records 1988 release there. And then we heard something that he and I have never heard before, something by the Jesus Lizard. And both bands, Sonic Youth and Jesus Lizard, are playing this weekend in Seattle for the Capitol Hill Block Party, and I'm lucky enough to attend. But that Jesus Lizard track was on the incredibly limited and the sadly defunct Amphetamine Reptile label, SOB. But they put out a wonderful series of 7 inches back in the day entitled Dope Guns and Fucking in the Streets. And then we heard, featuring tons and tons of bands, not necessarily all Amphetamine Reptile bands, but the ones we've got here, we've got Rocket from the Crypt, Servitron, Gaunt, Kelvin Crime. Do you remember them?
Nope.
Okay. Cosmic Psychos, Fetish 69, and Unsane, and also I remember like Lubricated Goat were on there, and Mud Honey, and a whole bunch of different kind of cool stuff. Helmet got their start with them and all that kind of thing. Great track. This track was simply called Pop Song. So we're going to get right back into the music here. We have a complete, shall we say, rare oddity here.
Sure. Whatever I've never even been able to find it online. So,
well, who is it?
David Koresh.
David Koresh.
He's a pretty hip speaker,
with the ironically titled "Voice of Fire" album. Now, was this released posthumously? Like, was this released?
Yeah, okay, most definitely.
Okay, you know, and it has a Star of David on the back of it, out on Junior's Records. excuse me. From Otho, Ohio. Otho, Iowa. Are you familiar with that?
No. If I'd known, I probably would have checked it out.
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, he actually sings on this, and we're going to start off with some, well, some holy music. And when I mean holy, you say holy. Yeah. This is David Koresh.
I think some bands should cover this too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, Lord knows there's no royalties to be handed out. So, Hey-o, David Koresh on A Noise.
Understand eternal plan. Seven thunders, won't you see? Won't you listen to me? Says he had declared to his servants the prophets, won't you beware, won't you beware.
Thank you. I said, oh, Mary, 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 I said, oh, M July 24th, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart bring dreamy, noisy pop in four pieces from New York to Biltmore Cabaret. Joining them will be special guests, girls, and champagne socialists. Tickets for this show are available online at www.ticketweb.ca. Show gets going at 9:30 and doors open at 8, so bring everyone you can to hear The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, Friday, July 24th.
That is sure to be a good show. I get to see them in Seattle this weekend, actually, too. So I'm kind of curious. What pretty good album that they put out and this year. And it kind of, yeah, we'll see. CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. I've got Mr. Ed Blake from CJSF Hello. With me right now. And some pretty good stuff we had jamming on there. We started off with David Koresh.
Oh, sorry. You were pointing at me. David Koresh off of Voice of Fire and what is it? Book of Daniel, Book of David, Book of Daniel.
And you picked that up in Boston?
Huh?
Where'd you pick that up?
I was on a road trip. I was in Maine. I went into our records and I got it right from Ron.
Crazy.
Mr. Lessard himself.
That's amazing.
I was trying to sell him another record on another record that I was like a friend of mine had put out. And I, you should. And he was, leave me alone.
Okay.
Yeah. Give well, me your money.
He probably gets that like on an hourly basis, though. Yeah. You know.
Absolutely.
Anywho, then we had something that we've got no information on whatsoever. The P Children. Or P Children. Children.
They put out a cassette tape, a 7-inch, a 10-inch, a 12-inch, and a CD, all packaged similarly and the same, and I've no idea who they are.
It's a wonderful package here. It's that we played the 7-inch there. We heard Slow Blue Bite, and it's a plexiglass cover with a silk screen on top of it, and it says Pittsburgh, PA... Music copyright 1988. I don't know. Any weirdos out there? Give us a shout. 822-2487 if you know anything. After that, as soon as you played me the P Children, I'm like, well, I'm going to play some Chris and Cozy after this because it sounds really good. So we heard some CTI, Creative Technology Institute, which is Chris and Cozy under a different name. European Rendezvous.
What a great song.
Yeah, it is. That's Mary. And a great record, too. That's really, that's kind of where they really proved that they could pull it off, just two-piece as a separate from Throbbing Gristle and stuff. And then speaking of Throbbing Gristle, we fit in something out of your collection and something that we both agree we hadn't heard in 15 years, but Caress and Sick Mob, better known as Fred Gianelli, and Caress Peorage, as in the offspring of Genesis Peorage and Paula Peorage. And I had something, some interesting tidbit for you. We were Googling her, and we found, of course, being raised in probably the weirdest environment in the world by Psychic TV, she has turned out, she's got her wedding invitations up online, and who's coming to the wedding, like just a typical yuppie kind of website. You know, it's like, our wedding, this is who's coming, this is where it is, and stuff like that. And she is like, looks like the most normal, well-adjusted accountant kind of thing, you know, but Genesis is coming and Paula is coming to the wedding and stuff. It's going to be very, very weird, I'm sure. It's in Turkey, but our best to her. Like, she's got to be like 28 now, I guess. Like,
yeah,
I mean, you know, that's
something,
crazy.
You know, what is she, like, you know, 6 or 7 on that record?
Yeah, absolutely, you know. And this is the thing to parents, if you're going to try and hip up your kids and, you know, don't be too weird because they're going to turn out completely normal. We've got some proggy kind of stuff coming up in the next three songs. And, well, Ed, you brought this series of 7-inches that I never even knew existed here. Yet again, you've blown my mind.
Transmat Records.
Transmat Records.
Out of Ireland or
so it is European.
Scotland or something like that.
But the whole series is called Sonic Attack. Yeah. And there's three of them. We've only got two here. But it's Mudhoney, Mugstar, Kinski, Bardo Pond, Acid Mother's Temple, and you don't remember the sixth one?
I can't remember the other one.
However, all doing Hawkwind covers.
Yep.
Now that sounds good to me. We're going to listen to two of them here. And we're going to listen to Mugstar because Mark Richardson, DJ before me, went bananas when he saw this. And he just said, "Ooh, you gotta hear them." I've never even heard of them.
When I heard it, I figured this has to be a one-off. It has to be some type of like a members of
super
like,
group kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of,
just
you know.
Just because it has
Because they do Born to Go, too.
It.
But and then, okay, we're going to start off, though. This is one of my favorite bands, and I look forward to hanging out and drinking face with them this weekend. This is Kinski with their version of Hawkwind's Master of the Universe.
To rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy to operate, touch tone, and web based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a 2-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here, your host, and Ed Blake filling in, co-piloting, side saddling.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here as always, because I love it when you bring stuff that I haven't heard, like that last record, Kind of Cthulhu.
Awesome stuff.
Italian Prague. Really good stuff. I just kept a very abrupt ending to that track.
You know, I totally forgot to tell you that, too, because as soon as the vocals come in, and they're so great, and then it ends.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. You know, who am I, am I, am I, and that's
boom.
It.
That's hence that silence there. Sorry about that. And then you had two classic songs done by two fairly new bands. Well, Kinski's been around for about 10 years, but we heard Mugstar, who we still don't know who they really are. I'm thinking kind of one-off supergroup as well, actually. It sounds...
I'm just going
to put my feather in my cap and call it Comets on Fire, I think. I bet it could be, because they've got that little weird noisemaker that sounds very distinct to their sound, actually. But either way, I can find out for you next week.
That's cool.
Now, we're going to move into some Canadian territory. You got some pretty cool 7-inches here. Electrostatic Cat, who, who became Legion of Green Men.
Empirical Sleep Consort. They were for a little while.
And we decided to Google this up. This is from 1987, but we Googled this up, and there's this wonderful blog out there. If you like your audio weird, make sure you check out Mutant Sounds at blogspot.com. And you always feel, as a record collector, and I think you might agree with me, Ed, when you find something in your own collection that has made deemed worthy of Mutant Sounds, and you see an album that you own on there, you're just like, and they go on to say, this severely underrated Canadian post-industrial unit, soon to evolve into Empirical Sleeping Consort, mates an exceedingly nurse-with-wound-like approach to surrealism to a Leichenstrahl-era SPK dead chill. So two fantastic bands right there, in a seriously accomplished fashion. This one stood the test of time far better most than the others from this era. Top-notch weirdity. So we're going to hear Electrostatic Cat right now with a track called Lethologica.
Yeah. get ready tonight to kill a commie for Jesus. We're gonna fight communism so the little dogs like this can be set free. Everyone, get out your money. Come on, get it out your money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel good. Hallelujah.
For Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Tell me something, Ed. What is the difference between being a professional or just sounding like one?
Well, you can, if you sound like one, you can play one on TV.
Ba-doom. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise and some insanely rare and obscure Canadian content you just heard in that last set. Electrostatic Cat.
I love them.
My God, that was phenomenal. Yeah, I'm looking for this one, baby. And yeah, you can check that out at Mutant Sounds at Blogspot. And then we had something by Violence and the Sacred, which you said was the track you didn't want to hear, but I didn't mind that anyways, though.
It was okay, but seriously,
the other side.
Guy dances through me. Oh, what a monster.
Okay.
Just a monster.
We heard the 7-inch, Dull Knife, Dull Life, Sharp Knife, Short Life there. Great one, man. It would be utterly remiss of me to not play this next track, because one of my favorite, albeit... I've never owned an actual album by this guy.
What?
I've never owned anything. The only closest thing I've ever owned to an Organum album is the split that he did with Nurse of Wound. But Organum, what can you tell me about him that hasn't been already said? Like, I mean...
You can't.
Yeah, he's this guy is just... Well, what I said, he was one of those insanely prolific artists that his records are just impossible to find. Yeah. And when you do find them, they're just so unbelievably expensive usually.
I've gotten all mine relatively.
I know. I'm
cheap.
Sure you have, because you probably bought them when they came out. I'm talking about now. If you go on eBay or something like that, it's just like bleh. Yeah. But you have the Canal 7-inch here, which I've heard of this one, and this is part of his drone era.
Yeah,
correct. You know,
mid era. Like, yeah.
Anyways, I'm just gonna. I'll let the music speak for itself. This is Organum with Canal.
Thank you. Sind Sie dort? Pass auf, die Gänse flattern.
Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268 or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
And yes, we're wrapping up the show here. Thanks as always.
Thank you for having
to
me,
Ed,
man.
Like,
it's
I'll
a
have
treat
you,
hanging out
I'll
with
have
you
in any way, shape, or form, brother. Like, and but thank you,
you
so much
me
for
blush.
Your, you know, I got to buy you dinner first, I think. Yeah. But no, I thank you so much for bringing your platters by because it makes for an interesting show.
These were the ones that made the cut.
And wow, okay, I can't wait to see the ones that you know that weren't up to snuff, you know. But yeah, thanks as always. This show will be podcast, by the way, www.citr.ca, and we're gonna finish off. It's kind of, I mean, I always try to finish off with something off the Nurse list, but this week I've been dying to play this record because it's my favorite summertime record, and it's very, very, very sunny out, in case you didn't notice. So we're going to finish off the show with Mobius and Planck, Conrad Planck and Dieter Mobius, better known as Cluster back in the day when Cluster disbanded. In 81, they did a whole bunch of solo stuff, some of it good, a lot of it not. This is fortunately one of the better ones.
They just put out a record.
I know they did. You know, I haven't heard it yet. Have you?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'm curious. I mean, I'll hesitate.
I got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, but this is a lovely little piece by Dieter Mobius and Connie Planck. Album's called Material. The track is called Tolkien. And if we have some time, we'll play pretty much the rest of the side if we can. And we'll talk to you at the top of the hour. We'll be right back. This wraps up yet another edition of A Noise. What you just heard in that last set, something by Dieter Möbius and Connie Plank. Connie Plank, of course, one of the original founding members of Noi and Kraftwerk. Material is the name of that record, out on Sky Records, released in July of 1981. The track was called Tolkien. And then I was going to play some more off of it, then I realized I hadn't played any Severed Heads yet. And Ed had asked me, my great guest, Ed Blake, had asked me to play some Severed Heads. And the fact that he didn't own that record, I decided to play him the lovely last track off of the full-length debut from the Severed Heads. Fantastically underrated Australian band. Since the Accident is the name of the album. Brazier in Rome is the name of the track. Remember, the show can be caught podcast at citr.ca if you want to relive the experience. And always, I'm taking requests at lukemeet@hotmail.com. Don't hesitate to ask. Go out and enjoy some of this beautiful day. Stay tuned for the Green Majority. And this is Luke Meet signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we This is Eugene Kelly from the Vaseline's, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Marjorie Harris, editor-at-large of Gardening Life magazine, and you're listening to The Green Majority, Canada's only environmental news hour.
Toronto, it's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's first environmental news hour. On CIUT and our community radio partners across the country, I'm Jordan Popek. Welcome to the Green Majority. On today's show, most people are aware of the hazards of operating a nuclear power plant and those imposed by nuclear waste, but many are unaware that it takes a great deal to get nuclear fuel ready in the first place. We speak with Donna Dillman, the activist who brought the issue to the public eye by initiating a 68-day hunger strike in 2007 to get an update on uranium mining. Also on today's program, Leanne McGregor speaks with environmentalists and community builder Laura Rainsborough about her organization, Not Far From the Tree, a grassroots group that harvests unwanted residential fruit and puts it in the hands of community organizations throughout Toronto. All of this and more is coming up on today's show, but first, here's Canada's top environmental headlines. I'm joined by Darren Kaster and Shaq Hack.
Fish in the Great Lakes pose a risk to consumers due to rising toxin levels. According to a new study conducted by activist group Environmental Defense, these fish contain high levels of mercury, PCB,